Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Daf Zayin, Baba Basra 7b, pagination is 14, Mishnah towards the middle of the page. And with this Mishnah, we begin a significant section in the Masechta dealing with the laws of Tzedakah. And we'll see how we get there. The Mishnah says, Kofin Oso, we obligate, we force the residents, Livnos Beis Sha'ar, to build a certain type of room in front of the courtyard, in which the guard would be able to sit, and generally it was situated in such a way that it protected the residents of the chatzar, of the courtyard, from the gaze of the people in Rishus HaRabim, because the doorway was not built in such a way that you could see straight through, but rather tapered so that you don't see straight through. So it had a specific function. Videlas, and they have to pay for a door. Lechatzar for the courtyard. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, Lo kol chatzeres ruyis leveishar. Not every chatzar deserves such a building, this little building, and it would depend. The Mishnah continues, Kofin osa livnes la'ir, choma udalasayim uvriach. They would obligate the residents of a city to build a wall, to build doors, and to install a bolt. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo kol ha'ayoras ru'uyas l'choma. Here also, it depends on the city. Not every city is appropriate to enforce that they have to build the wall with the door with the bolt. The Mishnah continues, Kama yeh bo'ir v'yeh kan shei ho'ir. How long do you have to be in a city? And you should be classified as a member of the city and be taxed as such. Yud beis chodesh, 12 months. Now, we'll do the next phrase, and then we'll come back and we'll appreciate the 12-month concept. Kanaba beis dira, if you acquired a home, hareu kan she'ir miyad, you're considered a resident of the city right away. And going back to the 12-month concept, that means that this was a person who was hanging out in the city for 12 months, but not that he bought a home. And even so, once a person is around for 12 months, he's considered part of the city. These types of concepts are applied as well to the concept of tzedakah, that there's a certain amount of time that a person is in the city, and he's considered a resident of the city, both on the topic of giving tzedakah, that he could be taxed, and on the topic of taking tzedakah, that he's given a more lengthy allowance rather than just sustenance for the day. And once a person buys a home in the city, he's considered a member of the city, and it's not approached the same way that we're waiting for the clock to tick. How many days have you been in town? Because once he buys a house, he's part of the city. There's likewise a discussion regarding the laws of mezuzah, a very creative question. We have a concept of a rental of a home that there's an allotment of 30 days before there's an obligation to put up a mezuzah. What would happen if a person signs a contract, a rental contract, which signs that he's going to be there for 12 months? So this is no longer a day-by-day thing, and it reached 30 days, and until 30 days he's potter. He signed that he's going to be there for 12 months. And perhaps that statement of intent and that binding nature of the contract might actually indicate that he should be putting up the mezuzah earlier. Now, the Gemara branches off to the topic of tzedakah with the following words. Lemeimra, are you telling me based on this Mishnah, the Beis Sharma al Yusahi, that this little room, house, that's built in front of the chatzar to protect the people of the courtyard, that that's a good thing, and we're going to actually enforce payment that it should happen. V'ahu chasido, there was a story of a certain saintly person, a righteous person. Dave rogel Eliyahu, dave mishdoi ba'adei. Eliyahu anavi used to visit him regularly. Ovid beis shar, and this person made a beis shar by his courtyard. V'sulo mishdoi ba'adei. And Eliyahu stopped coming to him. And as the Mefarshim explained, the problem is that a poor person who comes, knocks on the door, asking for entrance to plead his case for a donation, the Beis Shar will interfere with the poor man's attempts to gain attention from the homeowner. Because this Beis Shar is situated by the chatzar, and he knocks on the Beis Shar door, and if the guard isn't there to alert the homeowner, so then he just knocks on the door and no one hears him, because this door is in front of the doorway of the chatzar, and he's so far out that no one can hear him. And the Gemara answers, you're right. This Beis Shar has to be built with great sensitivity. Lokasha, it's not a question. Hamigavoi, this is when the Beis Shar is built inside. Hami Ivroi, and this is when the Beis Shar is built outside. If it's built on the inside, it's bad, because the door of the chatzar, of course, is going to remain locked. And then in addition to the door of the chatzar, there's a Beis Shar, which with its own building, and when he knocks on the door of the chatzar, which is the closest he's able to come, his knocking will not be heard inside. However, if you build the Beis Shar on the outside, and it does not have a locked door, a little bit like the overhangs that we have in our culture, the poor person comes in to this building, it's like our overhang. He's kind of in, but he's able to get in, and he's knocking on the chatzar door just like he did before. Apparently, this chassid built this Beis Shar in the wrong way, and just as the ani, the poor person, was not able to gain access, Eliyahu said, I'm not coming to him either. But if the Beis Shar is built correctly, that's the case of our Mishnah, where we indeed enforce the Beis Shar. It's a degree of protection and a concern of Hezek Re'iyah that people should not be able to see in. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.